Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Sunday everyone. Yes, Sunday. And welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. And of course, where else can we start but with game day? We brought you all the action on the TalkSport network from another sensational day of football. And if you think I'm lying, thinking, oh no, you didn't, well, here's your proof.
Sam, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I mean that, anywhere else. The fans are back, 54,000 of them, and we are doing this live on TalkSport.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, lovely ball to Mane. Right-footed volley under the goalkeeper, and that should seal all 3 points for Liverpool. A brilliant executed finish by Sadio Mane. It may only be the first home game of the season. It may be a win over Burnley, but so much has been missed by these loyal red fans. They are determined not to miss an opportunity to celebrate this team.
Over to the Leeds fans. Making a right old racket into the box. The heads go up, drops to the far post. Cooper tees it up for Rafinha.
Given away by Watford, and here's Mopay. Neil Mopay doubles the lead for Brighton. 2 goals in 2 games for the French striker. But it was a catastrophe at the back for Watford.
Now Liverpool opened the day with a comfortable victory over Sean Dyche's Burnley, and as much as I hate to say it, it did sound good having a full house back at Anfield. The big boss at the Kop, Jurgen Klopp, not Klopp, says the fans were integral to the victory.
It was a really hard game today for us for different reasons. So it's the first home game. We were all so excited. We were so looking forward to it. But then in the end, that changed the whole mindset. All of a sudden, there's pressure which you didn't have before. So you want to be good. You want to desperately to be good and all this kind of stuff. So you could see it was a really intense game for the team from that point of view, but of course because of Burnley as well. So we needed each voice, each positive thought today to get through it. But the voice, obviously, a good game. You never have a good atmosphere in a stadium when the game is average or worse. And it's difficult to play a great game when the atmosphere is bad. So we usually have here this kind of close connection that if we are good, the crowd is outstanding. And if we are not good, they try to help us to get better. And today we were good.
Jack Grealish opened his Man City account as Pep Guardiola's side romped, hammered, tonked Norwich 5-0. Former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor gave his reaction on game day. Your verdict to that, as well as Danny Ings' incredible overhead kick for Villa in their win over Newcastle.
There'll be interest in a goal at the Etihad here at Villa Park, and let's find out why. Let's go to the Etihad. Mickey Gray.
Well, we did search for that second goal, Adrian. We thought we had it, but we definitely have now. And it was that man on his home debut, Jack Grealish, the £100 million man.
I think he just offers something different. The way he can get on the ball, dribble, he can commit defenders. When they've got De Bruyne, Foden back as well, imagine the options they've got. Imagine how they can rotate their teams, everyone's fresh. You know, he might not play every week, so he's going to get a rest that he wouldn't have got at Aston Villa. He's going to be fresher in games. And he proved today, yes, people might say it was a tapping, but he would never have been in that position, probably Aston Villa. You know, he probably would have been out wide waiting for it. So he's going to score them tap-ins like Sterling does. He's going to get in the box more. And I think he can help them win the title.
Does he help them win the Champions League?
100%. I mean, you know, if Manchester City missed out in the Champions League last season, they've spent the majority of their budget on Jack Grealish. You're spending 100 million to improve your side, and 100%, I think he can add that different style to the attack. You know, they've got Kevin De Bruyne, Foden, but what Jack can do with the ball, the way he can drop the shoulder and commit defenders. Imagine the space he's going to make for Mahrez in games, for Sterling, for Kevin De Bruyne, now he's playing a false nine. I think he can definitely add to that Manchester City side to win the league and Champions League.
In the last minute of time added on at the end of the first half, Danny Ings with his back to goal, an overhead kick, absolutely wonderful into the back of the net.
I've loved watching Ings. Injuries have cost him, you know, places in the England squad and stuff, but on his day, he's one of the best finishers in the Premier League. Very clever. He can play a number 10 role. And when Watkins is fit, I mean, that front line's going to be outstanding. And Watkins is the guaranteed starter, no matter if Ings is scoring every game. So Dean Smith will find a way to fit them both in. If that's Brendier on the left, if that's Ings behind Watkins and number 10, he'll get them both in the side. And they're going to cause a lot of teams problems. And when Villa needed him today, a stalemate first half, not many chances, he comes up with that worldy goal. And that's what you pay the money for. That's why when someone's got a year left on the contract, you pay 30 million for them because you want them goals now. You don't want to wait a season. So great signing, and I'm sure he'll continue to score goals for Aston Villa.
Now, Elland Road was full for a Premier League game for the first time in 17 years. And what a game to welcome back the fans as Rafinha came to the rescue to snatch a point against Everton. We'll hear from the Leeds captain, Liam Cooper, in just a moment. But first, here's how the game sounded over on TalkSport 2.
Whistle's been blown by Darren England, and we're off and running at Elland Road on TalkSport 2. Cross to the far post, Calvert-Lewin, was he being held by Cooper? Well, the referee says no. He's going to go and have a look.
I will be amazed if he doesn't give this as a penalty. I will be amazed.
And he's done the VAR sign. It is a penalty to Everton. Calvert-Lewin waits for the whistle, which has blown, steps up and fires it into the bottom corner. Emphatic finish from Dominic Calvert-Lewin.
Absolutely no charge. Brilliant penalty from Calvert-Lewin.
Brilliantly collected by Bamford. Flicks it inside. Matthias Klink! Leeds United 1, Everton 1.
And to be fair, it's no more than Leeds deserve.
Jamari Gray inside the area. Angles tight. Drives it in. What a goal, Jamari Gray.
Excellent finish from Jamari Gray. His left foot
drops to the far post. Cooper tees it up for Rafinha.
Strike from Rafinha.
Phillips, ball into the box. Bamford can't get away from Mina. Shots for Harrison at the edge of the box. Bamford tries to slide it home from close range. It's only half cleared, and the referee blows the full-time whistle. What a game. Loved every second of it. It's finished. Leeds United 2, Everton 2.
I think Leeds might have just edged it, but you have to say, what entertainment for a 2-2 draw.
Great game. Great game to be involved in. Two teams going at it. On the whole, I think it was the better team. And the team pushing for the win at the end, I reckon another 5-10 minutes we'd have got that goal and sent our fans home even happier. But we'll take a point against a good side and we'll move on. Much better than last week, and plenty of positives to take and a lot to work on. Yeah, just a good game, and we'll take the point, but I think we deserve three, to be honest.
Now, the evening kickoff saw another win for Graham Harry Potter and his Brighton side. They beat Watford 2-0. And the Seagulls boss spoke to TalkSport after the game.
There goes the full-time whistle, bringing an end to what's been a fantastic evening for these Brighton supporters. Well, they only won back-to-back games twice last season. We're only two games into the new campaign. They've done that already. Also, the first time ever they've won their first two top-flight matches in a season. Shane Duffy, the most popular goal scorer, heading the Seagulls in front from a gross corner on 10 minutes. Neil Mopay clinching the points 3 minutes before half-time with his second goal in as many games after Watford had been caught playing out from the back. The Hornets did improve in the second half. But the Brighton defence held firm. Full time at a joyous Amex. It is Brighton 2, Watford 0.
3 points, a good performance, two nice goals, clean sheet. There's a lot to enjoy about that. I think we had to, when we had to dig in, we did. We played good football. We tried to control their attacks because they're so dangerous on the counter-attack. I think we restricted them certainly first half to not too much. Second half, they're throwing bodies on, lots of attacking players, and then it's harder to control. But like I said, when we had to defend the box, we did.
First time that Brighton have ever won both of their first two games in a top-flight season. Were you aware of that before the game, and how satisfied does that make you?
I was not aware at all, but of course it's satisfying. As I said earlier, back-to-back wins in the Premier League at any stage of the season is something to be happy about. We need to recover now and go again for the weekend, but we've got an EFL game in between. So, but we're happy, good start. Pre-season has been challenging, so it's important to get off the marks, important to get points on the board, and then we have to try and improve.
Away now from football, and at Lords, the first ever 100 finals day took place. The Oval Invincibles took on the Southern Brave in the women's game before the Southern Brave's men faced off against the Birmingham Phoenix. It sounds like I'm talking about basketball sides. Let's find out what happened. Sam Ellard was there for TalkSport.
What a finals day, the home of cricket, as the first summer of the 100 has come to an end. The first match was the women's final, and it was won by the Oval Invincibles. They batted first against the Southern Brave and they posted 121 for 6. And with the ball, they were quite simply fantastic. Early on, the Brave were 1 for 2, then 11 for 5. In the end, they were bowled out for 73 as the Oval Invincibles won by 48. We then went on to the men's match. That was won by the Southern Brave, beating the Birmingham Phoenix by 32 runs. The Brave batted first and they posted 168 runs from their 100 balls. Paul Sterling got them off to a flyer. He smacked 61 from 36. Ross Whiteley finished off the innings in style. He made 44 from 19 in response to Birmingham Phoenix off to a terrible start. Both openers out cheaply. That then brought England stars Moeen Ali and Liam Livingstone to the crease. Livingstone in particular looked in good touch. He made 46 from 19. Moeen Ali 36 from 30. But both players were out in quick succession, and that really ended any genuine hope of the Phoenix getting up to the target of 169. And in the end, from their 100 balls, they made 136 for 5, meaning the Southern Brave, they won the men's final by 32 runs. The debates about the men's 100 will continue, but for the women's game, the last 4 weeks have been a brilliant advert for just how good the game is. Some people don't want it, some people don't like it, but we have been treated to 4 weeks of highly entertaining cricket. And in the end, the Oval Invincibles women's are the 100 champions, and in the men's side, it was won by the Southern Brave.
That's it. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care as long as you're listening. Don't, of course, forget to press that subscribe button. I am back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar, tomorrow night from 10 p.m, taking your calls with the fun boy after West Ham play Leicester. Oh, Premier League football on a Monday night. Love it. Then, of course, obviously from Tuesday to Friday, I am your regular drive time host from 4 p.m, alongside Goffey for the first 2 days and then Benty for the last two. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do today. I don't care. Just do it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.